97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I got overridden on a couple things this morning. The National Anthem and apparently Party Town.
Yep.
It's
over.
A Friday tradition.
Thank
Carl
you, Carl.
Middleman.
You're welcome.
Usurped my power here to pick the music.
Kim likes this one.
Carl, what's your favorite comic book character?
Well, Star Wars was also a comic, but Spider-Man, probably.
I think me too, probably, or Superman, one of the two. I used to read Richie Rich, too, when I was little, I remember, for some reason. I don't know why. Casper the Friendly Ghost. Kim, did you ever read comic books?
I never
before
did.
Your time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Comic-Con is coming to St. Louis, and I wanted to give you an opportunity to get some tickets to that before they all get sold out. We've got my friend James Enstall on the phone right now. Of course, he's an actor. He's a radio host on Geek to Me Radio, and he's a friend of mine. James, welcome in.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Kim was very excited we were having you on this morning as well.
Well, I like James. I know James, but obviously, James, I really like your wife, Laura. So
she's pretty good, I guess.
She's all right. Yeah.
That's awesome. Welcome in, buddy. Glad to have you on here. So you hatched this idea and you've been rolling along with it, and man alive, you got some big names in the comic industry, actors and voiceover artists who are going to be here on what? Memorial Day weekend, is that right?
Correct. It is May 23rd through the 25th, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. It's coming up real quick.
Yeah, give us a rundown. How does this work? How do you fill 3 days with this? Are there comic books for sale? Like, do people bring comics to sell? What do they do at this?
Yeah, so we've got a vendor floor. So what we're doing, if anyone's familiar with historic St. Charles, we'll have two locations: the Foundry Art Center, which is what we're dubbing the Hall of Justice. That's where our Warner Brothers team's going to be, like Phil Lamar, who voiced Green Lantern, Susan Eisenberg, who voiced Wonder Woman. We just got Carl Lumley, who voiced Martian Manhunter, and he's in the new Captain America movie. And we've got some animated directors and writers like Alan Burnett and Dan Rebo will be there. So we're going to have them set up there. Just two doors down, there's the Steel Shop, where they've got a lot of volleyball tournaments and things like that. They host QuadCon. That's going to be our Baxter building, where we've got our comic book creators, and that's going to be another show floor with more vendors. So we're going to have all of our comic creators like Roy Thomas, who was Stan Lee's successor as editor of Marvel Comics, local three-time Eisner winner Rick Burchett. We're going to have my favorite Spider-Man artist, Mark Bagley, in addition to a bunch of other people like Andy Parks, Keith Williams, Chuck Patton. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Wow, that's cool. And those two venues are really side by side. I've been to the Steel Factory before. I think they've had a bunch of gun shows in there that I've been to. That's a huge space.
Yeah, that's a really good size space, because we were worried about just one location not being enough, because if we get a big crowd down there, we don't want to go over capacity. So having it spread out between both locations really kind of made the whole thing ideal.
It seems like this is a big deal for St. Charles, because while I have not been to a Comic-Con myself, I know they're a huge deal. Other cities that have had them, I mean, this draws a massive crowd.
Yeah, and this is something that I kind of feel passionate about, because we've had Wizard World has come through here before, and we kind of lost them during the pandemic, and then Fan Expo took a stab at coming into downtown St. Louis, and they were only here the 1 year. So I really feel there's other cities, like Kansas City has Planet Comic-Con. They just had their 26th anniversary, and that was a local, grassroots, grown-up con that they did there. My friend Mitch Halleck runs a fantastic show called Terrific Con in Uncasville, Connecticut. He started out in a tent. He now takes over the Mohegan Sun Convention Center in Connecticut. He's almost outgrown that. And this is something I just feel like, being born and raised in St. Louis, we should have something like this here. So that's what I'm hoping to start. If this first year is even mildly successful, we've got plans for a year two and a year three. And with St. Charles, the good thing is there's all that free parking. People are used to coming down there for the festivals that happen that the Greater St. Charles Convention and Visitors Bureau put on. So it just seems like an ideal fit.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, it's pretty cool that you're going to have all these folks in here who maybe people have either become a fan of through the voiceovers, like the voiceover acting, like the Wonder Woman lady you're talking about. She looked familiar to me the minute I saw her on the flyer you sent over, because I know I've seen her.
Susan Eisenberg.
But I've probably heard her more often, right?
Yeah, she's done a couple live action, but she's mostly done voiceovers. She was just the voice of the Sorceress in Kevin Smith's reboot of He-Man and the Masters of the Universe on Netflix.
Oh, very cool. Carl Middleman, have you set this weekend aside? Because I can imagine you
I'm going to be working this
weekend. Oh, no.
So I would love to be there.
Don't people dress up for these two?
Yeah.
Isn't that pretty common?
Oh, yeah. There's lots of cosplay going on. people will come dressed as Star Trek characters, Star Wars characters.
Oh.
There's going to be people in comic book costumes, anime characters. And I'm sure with the Justice League voice cast that we have, I'm hoping to see some Green Lanterns, some Hawk Girls, some Batmans, etc.
So Carl, you're working all 3 days?
Yes.
All three of those days. There's not a single time we could get you out there.
Well...
Okay, come on.
You should dress up and take a video, and then we can share it on social media.
I know Carl.
Carl goes nonstop. Carl's hardcore. He works a lot.
I've known James for a long time.
You pull out the stormtrooper. I know you've got a stormtrooper costume.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
No, it's a jacket.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I've seen that.
There will be people there in the PVC pipes and the plastic. They go all out. You'll have 501st people out there, won't you, James?
Oh, yeah. One of our staff is 501st. She's a TIE pilot. So I'm sure we're going to have several of those people out there. Hopefully we'll get a Darth Vader coming out. But I'm sure we'll definitely have some biker scouts and stormtroopers and rebel officers.
So tworiverscomiccon.com, that's the number 2riverscomiccon.com is where you can go to get tickets. Only $20 for a day ticket, or you can get a weekend pass for $50. Is that right?
That's correct. And we're going to be announcing a couple of special events. So if you're a three-day pass holder, you're going to get first dibs on these. We're actually going to be showing Conan the Barbarian from 1982. We got the licensing right, so we're doing it properly. We're going to be showing that at Two Plumbers Arcade and Brewery in St. Charles with Roy Thomas, who was a consultant on the film. He wrote Conan comics for Marvel for decades. He's going to be doing a Q&A at Two Rivers before we show the movie. And then we're going to be doing a special spirits tasting with writer and artist Andy Parks. You're going to get a Daredevil glass to take home, limited edition Daredevil glass, and you're going to get to sample all these really cool spirits that Cardinal Sin Distillery in South Main did. So we really tried to get all the local businesses involved and excited about this as well.
Sounds like it. tworiverscomiccon.com. James Enstall, best of luck with it, my friend. We appreciate having you on.
Thanks for having me. Take care, everyone.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. Good to get him on talking about that. Yeah, I had Conan the Barbarian comic books and saw the movie and loved
Arnold.
It. Arnold, I will smite you to the pate, I think was one of the lines in that one, as I remember. Whatever that means.
Get more at 971talk.com.